Voter suppression has been a feature of U.S. elections for almost as long as the nation has existed. But since the tumultuous 2000 presidential election, where massive and deliberately flawed purges of Florida voters played a critical role in determining George Bush the winner, activists and watchdog groups have focused attention on the activities of GOP political operatives working to disenfranchise Democratic voters. Along with the inexplicable anomalies in the counting of electronic voting machine ballots in Ohio during the 2004 elections, tens of thousands of votes cast primarily by people of color were improperly thrown out across the country after being labeled as spoiled. Now, with the 2008 presidential election less than a month away, BBC TV investigative journalist Greg Palast, who was the first to report the 2000 Florida vote purges, is warning of a repeat of Republican voter suppression tactics in key battleground states this November. Between the Lines' Scott Harris spoke with Palast, who, along with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., wrote a new investigative comic book-style guide titled Steal Back Your Vote, 6 Ways They're Stealing the Election, and 7 Ways You Can Steal It Back. Palast discusses the various methods being used to invalidate the votes of blacks, Latinos, students, and senior citizens, and how these votes can be protected.
The big ways they're going to steal it, or have stolen it, is by purging the voter rolls, just like Florida, but on a much more massive scale, and with the blessing of new federal law called the Help America Vote Act. You know, George Bush is trying to help us vote. So, for example, the New York Times has picked out Colorado as probably the swing state. And there I discovered, investigating the files, I discovered that the Secretary of State of Colorado, Republicans, have knocked off 19.4%. That's 1 out of 5 voters knocked 1 out of 5 voter names off the voter rolls. The result is that the Democrats, who think that they're going to get this state because of the change in registrations towards the Democrats, are going to find out that those names ain't there on November 4th. So that's number one. And by the way, the Secretary of State that did this massive purge, the Catherine Harris of Colorado, is named Danetta Davidson. George Bush then picked her up and made her chairwoman of the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission so she can show all the other secretaries of state how to do this mass purge game.
Now, how can we reverse that if you feel that the fix is already in some of these critical swing states with the voter purges? What can people do at this late date, just a month before the 2008 presidential and congressional elections? What can we do to reverse that?
Much. One of the things we say is, register and register and register. What we mean by that is check your registration. We give you places you can check your registration. Now, I know people think, well, I've been voting for years. This is my third presidential election or something. Forget it, baloney. Under new federal rules, they can knock you out if you've been voting for half a century, as they did with nuns in Indiana. Check if you're registered, number one. To check and make sure that that you are registered under your correct name. You'd be surprised how many people have errors input into the machines, which will make a difference now because you're going to have to show ID, which you had to do before. Find out exactly where you're voting so you don't end up being told, no, you're in the wrong voting station. If you are purged and you show up at the voting station, don't accept what's called a provisional ballot because they don't count those things. 3 million people had provisional ballots dumped on them in the last election. Almost all of them were black and Hispanic. So if you're white and you're listening to this, you probably don't even know what a provisional ballot is. You may find out this time the hard way. Don't accept it. We give an 800 number in the comic book to call in a lawyer. You want an adjudication on the spot to give you a real ballot. That's the type of thing you should do. That's just the beginning. We have 6 ways they're stealing the election, 7 ways you can steal it back.
Greg, we've been reading about the voter purges of people related to their home foreclosures in Michigan, but it's not limited to Michigan from what I understand. Tell us a little bit about how the Republican Party in Michigan specifically has been purging voters who've had their homes foreclosed.
While McCain has now given up on Michigan, this is a big issue in Nevada and Florida, also 2 swing states where over 3% of the homeowners in the entire state are facing foreclosure. So now what do you do? What the Republicans are doing is they're using foreclosure lists to mail people letters. It's called caging. Mail people letters do not forward if they're not at their home because they've been foreclosed. They use that as evidence that they're fraudulent voters. You don't lose your vote because you lose your home. That is, in fact, illegal, but they do it anyway. And what they're doing is that they say, well, they're not really at the address that they're registered at. So what? Most states have a 2-month grace period where if you lose your home, you still get to vote there. If you stay in the congressional district because you've moved in with friends or relatives or neighbors, you still get to vote there even if your address has changed. And even if you've moved somewhere else in your state, you still get to vote for president of the United States. It's supposed to be given a special ballot. So you're not supposed to lose your vote for president just because you've lost your home. That is illegal, disgusting, and ugly. The question is, are the Republicans deeply involved in it?
What kinds of things do you think have to be put in place at the federal level to prevent these kinds of manipulations and voter suppression tactics? Is there a way these people can be prosecuted, that these political activists can be prosecuted?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Bobby Kennedy's dad, Robert F. Kennedy Sr., was U.S. Attorney General. And as he pointed out, when his dad was Attorney General, they would arrest these people. Now, the Justice Department not only doesn't arrest people for blocking voters, it's part of the conspiracy. If you go to stealbackyourvote.org, you'll see David Iglesias, the fired federal prosecutor, who said he was fired because he refused to bust innocent voters simply on the grounds that they were trying to make a case that there are all these fraudulent voters, which didn't exist. Now, that's obstruction of justice. People should go to jail for that. Karl Rove has been subpoenaed and has been ducking the subpoena by the Justice Committee of the House. You know, in the old days, Kennedy Sr. busted the guys who ran the Jim Crow operation, even though they were in his own political party. You remember, Jim Crow was a Democratic Party operation. Bobby Kennedy busted Democrats for suppressing the vote. Today's Justice Department under Bush is busting the prosecutors who try to prevent voter suppression.
That was BBC TV investigative reporter and best-selling author Greg Palast. Read his articles online at gregpalast.com. Download a copy of Steal Back Your Vote at stealbackyourvote.org.